Begin the current daven sech the Shabbos daf kuf chaf. Begin the amid base. Begin to taste the masses. Begin towards the Gemara. Gram kibbe me amr. Did he say that you could do a causation of extinguishing a fire? Chizkim can explain that if Reb Shimon ben Anas is not permitting gram kibri, then what's the chiddush that he's saying then in halacha the Mishnah that you could take a mechitza of kalim that's filled with water? That is because you have this teaching of Ribna Rab that says you have the talus that the fire is on one side, you can put the water on the other side. Because that goes are fine, this gram keeper, the Gemara says, wait a second, we're learning the Bryce in the same exact case of a talus that's a fire on one side. All you can do is open it and close it, but you can't really put water in it. Sounds like you can't do gram keeper. So the Gemara says, okay, right, that talus is not like him. But Rab holds like Shimon ben Anas that you are allowed to go ahead and do gram keeper. The Gemara says, what do you mean? What do you put in Shimon ben Anas? All we see is that he's allowed to put on the piece of leather that's just going to get singed, but to actually cause a water to spill on it, to extinguish it, that would be permitted? We never see such a thing. And that's just Taisa. And Temetai says, and if you're going to say, that's the second look. What do you mean? Bogatan must need, but in the Mishnah, Shimon Anas tells us, Bain Malayim, Bain Rekonim, that you could fill up, you could put vessels as a mechitza, as a barrier from the fire, that you could put vessels, whether they're full or empty, meaning if there's liquid in them or not. So it says Taisa, Umay Rebusa, could fill up Malayim and Rekonim. I don't understand. When Shimon Anas is saying you could do that, even if it's full with liquid, what is the chiddush more that he's trying to say that even though it's full, you could put it? He loved the ma'ir bedarkan the shabbat, unless if it's coming to say that even though it normally would break, and then the full one is going to splash the water and it's going to be grumpy, but there's going to be mutter, obviously. Because then why else is he saying malayim? What's the chiddush if it's not going to break? So then it's the same thing as rikon. Why are you even saying that? So what's the point of that? If not, that he's saying grumpy is mutter. So why is the Gemara saying, does he say grumpy? Of course he does. Master says, Hashem, what you could say is, no, the Sogi Taitach, we've thought to say, the Maya became in dark on the Shabbat. Now, actually, we're talking about vessels that don't usually break. And therefore, that's why it's permitted, because it's not Gram Kibur. So then, what would be the Chiddush? Kamash Mon, that's what coming to say, the Loy Gezrin, the Otter Kim Shadak on the Shabbat. We tell you, as long as it's not Gram Kibur, it's going to be permitted. And even though there's liquid inside, we're not going to tell you that we're not going to let it, because you might come to do it by vessels that do have liquid inside it, that do normally break, which that would be gram kibbutz, which that would be aser, that would be chiddush, and therefore the Gemara could still assume in its question that Reb Shimon ben Anas does not permit gram kibbutz. Next says the Master begins words of the Gemara, Menaras, a tavla b'inay fellas, you could shake the tray and then the candelabra could fall down. Then kafsa, if it gets extinguished, that's okay. So you can explain this, talking about that there's actually no oil in that lamp to be liable because of mechaba and the chiddush in this halacha. There was a Gemara brought this teaching that the Tzitzis Masla is talking about, that there's a candle on the tray, and even though the candle is mukta, and you're not allowed to move it, but you let it move the tray because that's only tiltum on the tzad, where if you need it for whatever purposes, and then look, if the lamp falls down and it gets extinguished, that's a double shein miskaven. It's not a psikration, but it's going to be permitted. Now, I'm going to read the recess, however, the mind delek Hashem ibn Eir, you have to say there's no oil in that lamp, because even though there's a flame. Because the Ikka Shem ben Eir, if there was some oil, Chayv would be liable. When you tilt the tray, you're pouring the oil, you're moving the candle, and you're pouring out some of the oil. It's like using some of the oil. The Chayv Meshem Mechabit, just taking oil from a lamp, even if you don't extinguish it, is a liability of extinguishing. Because the Gemara says in the second barak, that if you use some of the oil, it's going to make it go out earlier. So that, therefore, that's a liability of Mechabit. So obviously, we have to say that there's no oil over here in this candle. Now, Teja actually brings it, Yishami Mokul Abinei Shechab. Actually, Yishami explains this halacha case that the candle was already extinguished. So, obviously, no problem about Machab, but there's not even a fire over here. But like you're talking about Reis, Mem Kavsakas, and actually, Yishami does not have the gears in the Reis that if it goes, it goes up, because there's no fire here. So, what's Baslash means, what's actually the Chiddush? So there's no problem about Machab. And that the Chiddush is Hetel Tiltel Adenir. It's the permissibility of moving the tray, actually moving the candle by shaking the tray. Which that's Rabbi Yehuda. It's a chiddush from Yehuda. The Asa Tiltel B'nei Shechava. He says it's forbidden to move a lamp even though it was extinguished. And that we're coming to say, but since it's Tiltel B'nei Tzad, through the moving of the tray, that would be permitted to move the lamp in that way. Or Yinam, you could say, after Rabbi Shimon. Actually, the chiddush is even according to Rabbi Shimon that usually doesn't hold up the liability of like mukta in that way. But it's talking about B'nei Gal. It's talking about a large lamp. Kugan Ka'ar Vashash is like a tray with this lantern. The Moed Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon agrees, like the Gemara says in Parakiram, the Fem Dal Menalev. That since it's very large, a person doesn't wait and anticipate that it's going to go out, and therefore it's Masiyach Das, and therefore he is Makatsim Adait, and therefore it is going to be Mosef. Or says Tais, actually, you can even say it's by a small lamp, but it's talking about Kashish Efer Begachelis. It's talking about there's ashes and that there's a coal that is lit, and there is a problem about Mosef in the current Jebushim, because it's not totally extinguished. Elder Shekhov Hashal Hebes. It's just that the flame, however, has gone out, where there's no problem about having. Taking from the oil to be from mechaba, and the chiddush is that you let him move it by moving the tray because that is going to be tiltel min hatzad. The Master begins words of the Gemara Pesach, but nil kedarker. could open up and close the door as you normally would. What is the chiddush in this halacha of the lamp behind the door that you could open and close the door? Was that the case the Gemara was talking about the Tesis going on? So Tesis comes to tell us that what is the chiddush that you're opening and closing the door? What's the problem that you're saying it's not a problem? It's Ava Pisha Day Kimis Na Na, even though when you open and closing the door, the lamp is going to be moving, and therefore the flame is going to get either closer or further away from the fuel. Oh, Vavam Chavo Imab, and it's going to be extinguishing or causing it to be inflamed. Even so, this Mandamba was saying it's going to be permitted because that's not your intent, and it's not psikreishi, never would be permitted. Because the Tesis says, Aval Inlafash, don't explain that Mishum Kiba de Ruach, as it sounds like from Rashi, that it's because the extinguishing of the wind, when you're opening and closing the door, the wind actually is going to be blowing on the flame. That Chari Hadas, like a roof. So it says, no, because behind the door, when you open and close the door, there's no wind over there. It's only in front of the door. But moreover, if that would be the case, they would talk about because it's the wind when you're opening and closing the door. Habalaname should have said, Paisechon Dels Kenegadaner. That what the chiddush of this halacha was, that you could open up the door opposite the candle. To the Gemara, like actually the next case of the Gemara is that a person could open up a door connected hamadura opposite the fire, and here it's saying achir adels. Obviously, it's not because of the wind. But more of a sense, another point is the tenech pesach. We could understand the problem would be when you're opening up the door, then the wind that's coming in is either making the fire bigger or putting it out. But no, you're my historic. What would be the problem of closing the door? Oh, rather, it's like we're saying it's nothing to do with the fact of the wind, but it's simply when, since the actual candle is on behind the door, it's on the door, therefore it's the movement of the door that's going to make the flame either get bigger or smaller. Now, that therefore, Taisa explains, the ilav mishum kibbe v'avar. So if not for this concern that the Gemara is discussing about extinguishing or inflaming the fire, but there's Taisa addressing Taisa, what's bothering Taisa, there should be another problem here. And he says it's not. Mishum tiltil in lesser. Because of the problem about muktza, about moving the lamp, when you're opening and closing the door, the lamp is on the back of the door. That's a Taisa, that's not prohibited. Because the menilas delas, when you're closing the door, lechashab tiltil, that's not considered moving the lamp, because that's considered tiltil klachiyad in the backhanded manner, which that permitted. And moreover, since the begamla have a bustle, the door is also not considered a base for the lamp, which the lamp is on the door to be considered as a muktza, because it's a base for the lamp. So it says no, because the bayis chashavu, because the house is considered something significant, will batal aga bayis, and the door is secondary to the house and not to the lamp. And or in yama, you could say tuma b'shachach. The actual tuma because you forgot the lamp behind the door. To have a bustle, which that wouldn't make the door. You never become a bustle if it was forgotten. Therefore, it's not a bustle. And there again, the only concern that our Gemara is discussing is regarding mechaba and maver. But again, it's like what Tesis says, because of the movement of the door, not because of the wind that comes when you open up the door. The next says the master begins with the Gemara Masav Gazrina. The master says that we make a gzer. Tesis can explain the halacha is like a baya because he's what's called basrof in the later Amaram. But still, the concern is only when it's very close to the door, which we had this discussion regarding could a person, like we said in the previous places, open up the door, in this case regarding when there's a fire over there. So the Gemara says, what's the case talking about? So the Gemara says, actually what we're talking about is, it's a ruach mitzuya. The truth is that we don't have to really be concerned that it's like a regular breeze. It's not really you can make a flame or put it out. But Abaye makes a gzeir that, yeah, if we let you by ruach mitzuya, you might do it by ruach she'ina mitzuya, which then that is going to be mechabo amaber. And therefore he says, Asr. The Rebbe says, no, we don't make such a gezer. But says Taisa Hilkas, therefore, Tzarech Lizar, one has to be careful, Shalol Leftech Adelis, if they have a door, not to open up a door that's in front of a fire. Even with a regular breeze, regular room conditions, because they're light, Allah Abaya. Abaya condemned such a person, because he holds that there is room to make such a gezer. And have Basra, Abaya is from the late Amaram, which we rule like that. But says Taisa, qualification, this only if the flame is at least somewhat close to the door. It's very far away, even though it's directly opposite, that we don't have to be concerned for that, and therefore that would be permitted to be done. Ketanik states the master begins with the Gemara of Ibcha Shaminlu, but we actually heard the opposite. Ketanik will explain, the Gemara's question about Ibcha Shaminlu is not really precise. That if we learn in the Mishnah that says that a person can make a barrier of vessels to stop the fire in its tracks. B.C. says, okay, but one case is problematic. New and where vessel is full with water, since it can't contain the fire, it's going to causation is going to make it, the water is going to splash out. That's called Gram Kibui. So it comes out, the Chum hold Gram Kibui's Mutter, and Rabbi Yisi hold that's going to be awesome. Problem is, the Gemara asks from Bryson, that sounds like that Rabbi Yisi actually is more lenient, not more stringent. Because it says, the Tanakhama says that you can make the vessels that are metal. They're not going to break, it's not going to be Gram Kibui. Rabbi Yisi says, no, even Kvar Shichin, Kvar Chadanya, that they don't usually break, it's still permitted. So you see, that's the opposite. So then he says, "Lav davke ibcha." It's not really precise to say that it's the opposite, because you're reaching the brayse of commandments. Then you're reaching the brayse is somewhat similar to the halacha of the Mishnah, the asur darka l'shtabas. Just like he says in the Mishnah that you know that I use those that break, so too in the brayse he's also saying those that you can't use those that break. L'hayne ibcha. Rather, it says what we mean. The opposite is in the more contextual understanding. The masnit and machmir you see trimid rabban. It's just in the Mishnah he's more stringent. The Chum say, yeah, you could use those that even break, and he says, no, you can't use those that break. But Braisa make a tvei. And the Braisa, however, he's being more lenient, and the Tanakam is only saying those that are metal, and he's saying, no, even those that are certain type of earthenware that they don't break. So again, it's not the opposite, but in that context, we're calling a court the opposite, because there is more machmer, and here is being more mekel. Tinek says, the Vasa begins words of the Gemara, and if you're going to say, okay, let's switch around the Mishnah, which this is one of the complicated cheshbonis in the Gemara, which the Gemara is trying to resolve the question of the contradiction. Shay says a difficulty. Even if you're going to say ipcha, it's still going to be difficult because the Chacham and the Braisa only permit metal vessels, and the Mishnah, however, they permit even old earthenware vessels. And that is because we said, like in the Mishnah, it comes out that Rabbi Yisi holds Gram Kiva is osur, Chacham say Gram Kiva is mutter. Problem is, the Braisa says that the Chacham and they say that no, you could only use metal. Rabbi Yisi says you could even use Klei Kvar Shichin, Klei Kvar Hananya, which even those are permitted. So it's like we said in the previous places, okay, it sounds like it's the opposite. So the Gemara attempts to give an answer and say, okay, you know what? Really, maybe we should switch around the pins of the Tanaim and the Mishnah. Rabbi Yisi is the one that permits to make a wall of with any vessels because he holds Gram Kippur is mutter, like we see in the Braisa that he's more lenient. Chum are the ones who say it's going to be us because they hold Gram Kippur is us. Wait a second, Rabbi Yisi holds Gram Kippur is mutter, and then why in the Braisa is only like Klar Kvei? Klei Kvar Shichin and Kvar Hanan, you should hold all earthenware vessels on mutter. So that's what the Gemara says. Oh, that's only going according to Rabbanan. Beis is saying, according to me, you could use any vessels because Gram Kippur is mutter. According to you, you hold that it's also at least agree to me regarding these types of vessels that there's no problem with Gram Kippur because these don't burst. And that's the Seisha and Temim. Temim has to take a second look. And he says that even if you're going to say Ipcha, there Beis is the one that says Gram Kippur is mutter, Chum say it's Aser. And Rabbi Yisi in the Brice is only saying according to the Pindra Abanon, says, Taisim Kamakam Tikshin, it's still going to be difficult. Because the Masnitin in the Mishnah, Loyasir Abanon, Elecheres Chadosh, the Rabbanon, now that we're switching it around, they're the what Rabbi Yisi is in the Mishnah. They only say what's forbidden is to be used as new earthenware. Ube Brice Asir Efele Yashin, but in the Brice they say you can't even use old earthenware that doesn't burst. How do we know that? Because Menachet Klei Maskas, and the fact that they use the case of metal and not other vessels, so what's going to help to say Ibcha? Rabbi Yisi is the one that says Gram Kibri is mutter, Chum say it's awesome, but it's still difficult because you see contradiction regarding the old earthenware vessels. And there's a place, no, that's not difficult. If you assume what you can say is the Nukka Bebrais of Klimax, because the only reason when the Bebrais pick metal vessels is not to include old earthenware vessels. It's Mishum the Inchilik Bem in Chadashim Liyash Yashan. The reason why we pick metal is because by metal doesn't make a difference of old or new. So we could just say straight up that metal is going to be permitted. At this point, the Gemara understands that the same thing would be old earthenware vessels that they also don't break. You would be allowed to make a partition of that. And so why didn't you say Kli Cheres Yashin? It's because they didn't want to start differentiating and saying, okay, it depends if it's new or it's old. Then they picked metal where there's no difference between old and new, but whatever doesn't break, including Kli Cheres Yashin, yeah, the Rabbanim would hold that and therefore it wouldn't be a contradiction based on what the Gemara is trying to say at this point. The next place, the Master begins with the Gemara of Amar Rabbah B'chul, but Rabbah says, etc. Trace is asked, that why don't we switch around the words of the Braisa? Then actually we won't have what the Gemara then ultimately asks from the opinion of Rabbah. Which we said in the Mishnah, like we said, this contradiction. In the Mishnah, it sounds like the Chum say Gram Kibbe is mutter, Bisa says Gram Kibbe is aser. And then we ask from a Braisa, it sounds like the opposite. And like we said in the previous cases, the Gemara attempts to go ahead and answer and explain that, okay, maybe Rabbi Yisi is the Chum, the Mishnah Chum is really Rabbi Yisi. And then you have to explain that the Braisa, he was only saying the Devrim Drabbanon, but agree to me at least regarding those certain earthenware vessels that there, it wouldn't be even Gram Kibbe the mutter. I'm not thinking of rejection saying, no, you can't say that to switch around the opinions of the Mishnah. Because we have Rabbah who says, who's the one that says Gram Kibbe is us? It's Rabbi Yisi. So obviously you're not switching around the opinions in the Mishnah. But then Tosfos has to take a second look. He says, Vim Tim, if you're going to say, okay, but Vamayle Mapeth Braisa. To the contrary, why don't you switch around the opinions in the Braisa and say that distance is in the Braisa that you can make a Mechitza specifically with vessels that don't usually break like metal? That's Rabbi Yisi, who he's the one who holds Gram Kibbe is usher. And this, they say, could use these other vessels. That's a Chum of the Mishnah, hold Gram Kibbe is mutter. And moreover, says Taisa, because the Tvei is non-lafukim masnin, it's better to switch around the Braisa than the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is a more of a prioritized text. And moreover, says Taisa, Rav Asana Mishabah, the Rabbi Bataklibi, then we actually would resolve this point of Rabbah, Bataklifa, that he says, Rabbi Yisi is the one who holds Gram Kibbe is usher. You're right. And that's why we switch around the pins of the Braisa. Rabbi Yisi is the one who holds Gram Kibbe is usher. You could only use metal. the name, and we would say the Rabbanon that they permit to make the mechitza, with specifically with these klikvar shikin vrachananya, and not with new earthenware vessels. We would say that that they were only saying kodra pisi. They didn't according to you that your gram keeper is also, but you should admit to us that these are also not going to be gram keeping, but they should be permitted. But the inu shorim apikli charis kodra. But you're right; they themselves hold the permit even by new earthenware vessels because gram keeper is mutter according to them. So why are you saying it's epoch of the masnitin and that you reject? Say it's epoch of the brisa and that won't be rejected from Rab. And that's the same. What you could say is you're right. The Tamil lekama, the Gemara wasn't saying el dafila mapech masnitin. It was just saying even if you want to say to switch around the opinions of the Mishnah, that loy asa shaper, that it's still not going to work out because of like what Rabbi said. The reason is when it holds gram kibri is asa. Now say el karchach. You're right. So you can't say it in the Mishnah. So obviously then what you would want to say is to say it in the brisa. That says the what the Gemara is telling you is that Braisa is long with Terutzi. So now you're back to the Braisa. You have to explain how you're going to say it in the Braisa because you can't switch around the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is saying. But Kiman has seen Lahachi, but once we're already coming, that we have to start amending the Braisa. So Leitzarach Lafucha, you're right. You could have said switch around the pins, but you don't have to switch around the pins of the Braisa. Rather, El Lameh Mechasir Mechasir, you could just say, as the Gemara ultimately concludes, just say there are words missing, and what it's saying is the whole Braisa, like Rabbi, and therefore that's what the Gemara ultimately ends up saying in its interpretation of the Braisa, why it's not difficult on the halacha of the Machlekes in our mission. The next says, the Master says, begin the words of the Gemara, if that's the case, Kasher Rabban of Rabban. We have a difficulty in the opinion of the Rabban, which says, can we explain? This that it says, Ihachi is not so precise. That is, again, like we said, we had this Machlekes in the Mishnah regarding if Gram Kibbe is Aser, like Rabbi Isi, and the Chum say it's Mutter. Problem is, the contradiction in the Loch is a Mechikas Hashem. We find in Mechikas Hashem, the Gemara says that, to the contrary, here we see Rabbi Isi is the more lenient, and the Chum are more stringent. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's because it exists a Kasser, where it says, Loisas and the Kemesh Mechikas. Yasiya, so the Gemara says, oh, Malach Hashem also says the terminology of Yasiya. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Isi really holds Gram Kibbe is really good, should be mutter. The only reason why it's us is because of Adam Balam Amainai, and if you let him do Kibbe through Gram, he's going to come do it actively. On that, the Gemara says, okay, you resolved it for Rabbisi, but Ihochi, but if that's the case, you have a difficult Rabbanan, because what do you mean? If they let by Shabbos, where they're not concerned for Adam Bal, so then by Mechikas Hashem, there's no Bal, for sure that should be permitted. On that taste, it says, truth is, Balav Hochi, even without this, in other words, even without the Svara of that, by Mechaba, you have the Adam Bal, and you, by Mechikas Hashem, you don't have that. Even so, have a kasha rabbanon. We still have a difficulty with rabbanon. Which, what's the difference? Why by mechaba do they let gram kibui, and by mechikas shem do they say it's forbidden? And therefore, places bothered that it shouldn't have said ihachi. And that says places you're right. Elam shem nehash leparch mekolshkin. It's just because now the gemara when it's saying the svar of mechaba, where now it's not just a question. It's even a kolshkin where for sure there's more reason to say by Shabbat it's just going to be us at gram kibui because they have at least have a svar of other bowl. Oh, so therefore, Kama Yahaki. That's why it says, if that's the case, then you have the difficulty. But the truth is, it's not so precise. Really, we have the difficulty even without this Torah. It's just now it's a Kolshkin, and therefore the Gemara say, oh, that's for sure we have this difficulty of the contradiction of the opinion of the Rabban.